Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 27th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brookseed Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and it's a beautiful day today. It's a joy to share a perspective from God's Word with you titled, The Tyranny of the New, and this is part one. The scripture texts are from Philippians 4, verse 11, and 1 Timothy 6, verse 6.
I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
Throughout my entire childhood, I recall the black rotary dial phone on our kitchen wall, the only phone in our home. A few phone options were available at that time, so if you were well-to-do, you might have paid extra each month for tone dialing. But this was not deemed necessary by my Depression-era parents. At the time, it never occurred to me to be dissatisfied with that phone or to want something new. It worked fine, and we were blessed to have a private line as long as I can remember. Unlike the party line Brookseen had growing up, where they initially shared with 10 neighbors.
Well, talk about easy access to gossip in the neighborhood. Wow. So for those that are too young to understand what sharing a party line is, when you pick up your phone to make a call, you always had to listen first to make sure another person wasn't already talking. And if they were, you had to wait until they finished their conversation before you had access to your phone. Of course, sometimes people got a little testy when someone was on the phone too long, too. When sharing with 10 parties, you might not have the phone available for many hours.
Now, of course, there is an outstanding variety of phone types and new, more bells and whistle type phones are being offered each day. Although most cell phone plans come with a, quote, free, end quote, phone, many step up to the more advanced style right away and then purchase new phones throughout the life of the plan. Well, actually, I have a link to a picture of an early cell phone today, probably back about 15 or 20 years, and it looks very ancient.
We live in a time when people are obsessed with the new. Now, I'm sure to some degree this has always been the case, but in my observation, this obsession has increased dramatically in our lifetime. The cycle time between what is new and old is much, much shorter, and in some objects, a matter of months will make the new purchase an outdated item.
Well, we both like stuff, and in many ways, new is a blessing. New stuff often works better and does more, although it probably won't last as long. And several times recently, we've spoken of our recently remodeled kitchen and how pleased Brookseen is with it.
Yes, I am. But there is also a tyrannical aspect to the new. New is constantly changing, similar to the state of the art. As a matter of fact, it's a little unusual when you remodel a kitchen that you don't get all the new appliances. We opted out of that to save money, but that's the way it works. An engineer once told us that many electronic type items are no longer state of the art as soon as they become available for sale, since the next generation is already waiting to be placed on the market. What's new today will be old very quickly, and if people base their contentment on the new, they will constantly be frustrated. And many are.
Well, today's tiny verses are power-packed and so needed. Many view the experience of gain in life as having newer stuff and more of it. But that is certainly not what the Apostle Paul is writing about. Consider the power of that little phrase. But godliness with contentment is great gain.
Godliness refers to the act of being pious and living a good, reverent life toward God and others because of what Christ has done in us. That's a quote from Richard Kretschker. Let me repeat that since I didn't mention that this was a quote. Let me say it again. Godliness refers to the act of being pious and living a good, reverent life toward God and others because of what Christ has done in us.
Well, godliness in so many ways is a dying virtue in our time. Though God will always have a people, a remnant, to walk in a manner that honor and please Him. And Brookseen and I want to be in that remnant, and we certainly believe so many of our listeners do as well.
Among the many ways the world seeks to force us into its mold is the lie that the new can offer true satisfaction. Contentment is not the fulfillment of what you want, which will always be changing, but the realization of how much you already have and finding satisfaction with that. It's realizing, taken from the quote of Great is Thy Faithfulness, all I have needed, Thy hand hath provided.
From the beginning, Satan has tormented the human race with the lie that God, that what God has provided is not enough. The very heart of Satan's first lie and temptation to Adam and Eve in the garden was that the breathtaking beauty in the garden was not enough, that human companionship was not enough, that God's provision was not enough, that His authority was meant to be questioned.
Today we have an abundant and growing allure toward the newest and latest, which we've been told will make us happy. Whether it's visiting a special location promoted as heaven on earth, whether it's the latest item guaranteed to surpass our expectations, or for others, it may be that special someone that's going to finally bring you fulfillment in life.
Well, today may the Lord help us all to identify the tyranny of the new and how that applies in our lives. Whether it is for the good, and certainly this can be the case, or whether it contributes to discontent or ingratitude for what we already have. Well, tomorrow we plan to write about another form of the tyranny of the new that actually was to be a part of today's lesson, but it got a little long. And that's how this concept of the tyranny of the new is also impacting the church.
Let's pray together. Father, we find ourselves often like Adam and Eve, who, instead of looking upon all that you have given to them to enjoy and for their sustenance, they chose to partake of what little you forbid. Sometimes we set our eyes on that which is too expensive and unnecessary, or that which belongs to another, causing us to covet and break your commandment. Help us to be thankful for that which we have and share with those who have less. Guard us from greed or discontent as we are daily mindful of our blessings. Help us to rejoice in others' good fortunes instead of resenting them. All that we have need of is daily provided by your generous hand. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to have Brooksine share a little note she's written at the bottom, a little bit more of her party line experience growing up. Many today would probably take the term party line to be something else, but actually the party line in the way they use the terms, and forgive the phone now, we have a private line now, and we often manage to get through the lesson today without a phone call, but today we received one. Well, Brooksine points out that it was not until she was in junior high school that her folks finally said enough is enough, and they stepped up, and I was surprised to hear her share this, to a two-party line. I guess they still didn't have a private line. I don't know when they finally got that. And Brooksine points out that they had, at that point, a household of 7 and 4 being teenagers. So can you imagine even a two-party line, let alone a 10-party line with teenagers in a home? Now it seems like we all need to have our own phones and cell phones. Well, today we do have a number of photos on the site you may find interesting. In fact, the top of the site is this very interesting picture I saw last week in southern Lebanon County on Friday afternoon of some type of farm implement. I believe it's some type of grader, actually, about as full of rust as you can, just sitting out in a farm field. We also have a photo of a young man who came to church yesterday with his two little girls riding an ATV, came to church on an ATV, illustrating the country church that we now have the part-time role of pastoring, at least for a season. We also have an Amish photo that we saw yesterday morning of some Amish going to church, and it's kind of interesting because the young man is skating to church. And finally, a photo of our dog today on our walk last night, Roxy, enjoying a refreshing jump into Donegal Creek. We have, of course, some music today, a song by our friend Mike Book that he wrote and he plays and sings called Godliness with Contentment. We also have several, for those that want to dig a little bit deeper, some Bible studies online, some either brief articles, and in one case, an MP3 of a chapel service by an author I've grown to appreciate by the name of Lynn Miller, who has written a book called The Power of Enough. All of this material is on our site today, Monday, April 27th, 2009. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And we are grateful you've joined us today and welcome you to visit our site. We prepare these messages each weekday morning, periodically with an exception when we're unable to do so, but that's our goal each weekday morning. And we want to encourage and challenge others. Have a blessed day. Continue to faithfully serve the Lord.